Q104's Morning Drive. We are live from Las Vegas in the ACMs. The gentleman who joined us last year for Miller Lite's Hot Country Nights.
And the weird thing about it was I called his room and he picked up the phone and said, I'll call you later, which is weird.
Oh, my gosh.
Mitchell Tenpenny. God, this is a terrible intro.
What a terrible intro.
Kind of clever.
No, it wasn't. It was stupid.
I'm sure he's never heard that before.
No, I haven't.
No.
Mitchell, like why isn't your name One Dime?
Good to see you, buddy.
Good. Glad to be here, y'all.
So when you played last year, you were in a Royals jersey, which was cool. But then I saw on the back you had Tenpenny and the number 32 on the back.
Yeah.
Two questions. One, do you still have the jersey? And two, why the number 32?
32 is my number. I just always, Michael Jordan, growing up, I couldn't be Michael Jordan, so I wanted to be opposite. So I flipped it.
Short white kid?
Yeah, right. Yeah, I just couldn't jump. I couldn't jump like Mike.
Right.
So I switched that, and then I still have the jersey. I just walked across the street from Kansas City Live and got that jersey.
Got it at a rally house over there. I remember that.
That's wild.
So we've got Alcohol You Later is the hit right now, but we've been kind of asking everybody, like, what's next? We want the inside secret of what the next song we get to play on Q104 is going to be.
Oh, after that? I don't know, man. It's tough.
I don't need no...
No, yes!
I
yes, please!
Hey, y'all promise me you'll play it and we'll go with it. It's weird because six-year-olds sing it at the freaking concert.
Right.
It's like the hardest decision in the world to pick a single.
Sure.
Do you have kids?
No, I do not.
Well, I
don't think so. Hopefully
do not. You think that when you have a kid, let's say a couple years down the road, you hear like a three-year-old that's going, I don't deal with because that would be awesome.
It might be. Yeah, he or she, whatever kid I have, shouldn't deal with anymore.
That's right, buddy.
Don't deal with bullies.
And don't take anything from anybody.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. We'll have to do a lot of bleeping in this interview, but I don't care because it's hilarious.
People love a good bleep on the radio.
Bleeps are hilarious.
Right?
Right.
It does.
Hey, Mike, go bleep yourself.
Thank you.